I'm going to turn it over to Ray. Ray, it's all yours. Give Ray your attention, please.
Amen. I have a short video I just want to play. When we're doing teachings here, we kind of feed off each other. And when Donovan was here, everything was trying to find something in a Greek word. All right? So now, lately, it's become for Ken. So you start us a teaching, or you end the teaching with the song. So I picked the song because it's appropriate to what I'm going to be talking about this morning. Amen?
All my life I longed to be a hero. A sword raised high, or run into the battle. I was gonna take giants down, be a man you would write about. Deep in my chest is the heart of a warrior. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding back? Settled on the shallow end. So why am I still standing here? So afraid would it my cost to follow you. I'd walk by faith if I could get these feet to move. But I don't want to live that way. I don't want to look back someday on a life that never stepped across the line. So why am I still standing here? Why am I still holding back from you? You've given me a faith that can move a mountain, but I'm still playing in the sand, building little kingdoms that I'm I'm so tired of standing here. What if I gave everything to you? What if I gave everything? What if I stopped holding back from you? Starting now, I'm stepping out onto deep. Say goodbye to standing here.
Now, the reason why I showed that video, I thought about that video, was about what if I give you everything? It's about serving God. When we serve God, we have to give Him everything. And on that song, it's about, you know, he was just standing. Everything was going by. He wasn't doing anything. He had, maybe sometimes we're just going to church, you know, just kind of going through the motions. But we're not giving God everything. And so he knew that God wants to do things with him, wants to use him, okay? But nothing was happening. And the reason why is because he wasn't being involved. He wasn't serving God the way God wants him to be served. So he was just going through the motions, just, you know, just standing there. He says, I'm getting tired of just standing here. So he said, what if I gave you everything? So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. It's not necessarily giving God everything, but it's about serving God. This is Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 23-24, says, whatever you do, it says, working with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ who, you are serving. And so some key points here is that it's not a small part of you. He requires all of you. And it's right here, it says, work at it with all of your heart. Okay, so a lot of times we want to do part-time jobs. Okay, we just want to do part-time things. We just want to serve the Lord in a part-time motion. Okay? Or we just want to go ahead and involve ourselves in so many other things. And we try to justify by saying, well, you know what, God, you understand, I'm busy. You know, later on, I promise you, you know, I'll give you those 10 or 15 minutes of prayer. You want to try to negotiate with God. So you set yourself up a lot of times to where now that day goes by and you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Said he requires all of you, says all of your heart. Man's reward is limited, God's is eternal. Because it says here, since you know that you will receive an inheritance, well, you receive the inheritance, but there's something you have to do here. It's work. Right? A lot of times you want to just kind of reap the benefits with no work. We don't want to put that time and effort into something. We just want to sit back and just wait it to just like, you know, just bloom. You know, I don't know nothing about flowers, but I know there's some that just come out every year automatically. Some do, I guess. What are they called? Perennials. Yeah, okay. Some you have to plant every year, and some just come on their own. Well, that's okay for flowers. All right, that's okay for flowers, but in our walk, okay, it takes work. It takes work. I mean, and it's nice when the flowers come back up on their own, but how much more of a joy it is when you actually take the time to go there and you go by the dirt and you go by the flowers that you want, the seeds that you want, and you plant it and you do all the work, and when it finally blooms, that satisfaction that you have because you put some work into it. It says it requires all of you, all your heart. Man's reward is limited, God's is eternal. When you do something for man, okay, he might say thank you, maybe. Now, he might pay you back, maybe. Sometimes that person leaves. And you don't get that reward. You don't get that payback. Romans 6:13 says this. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. And again, some key words here. One of them is to give. A lot of times we just want to receive. Right? The Bible says, you know, it says right there, to give. A lot of times we just want to receive. God, give me. God, I need. God, I want. We start giving them a list like it's a shopping list of everything that we want to satisfy ourselves. But when it comes time to sometimes giving, that can sometimes become an issue to some people. I knew a guy that's all he did was give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I was going to change his name at one point. But that's all it was. But when he gave, there were strings attached. He was willing to give up to a point, and even that was with strings. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we want to do that with God. God, I will serve you if you do A, B, C, and D for me. Again, we want to try and negotiate with God. It says, you do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. I thought about that. This is part of my body. There's a lot of parts of my body that can cause me to sin. My feet can take me to the wrong places. My feet can take me to a place where I shouldn't be. It can take me to go with somebody that I shouldn't be with. My hands. Right? Somebody cuts you off. You guys know what I mean.
No, I don't.
It won't be showing tell right now. Right? Or you want to roll the window down and say some choice words. I had a person that did that. They were driving, and this car was driving in front of them, kind of going in and out of traffic a little bit. So this person was just like racing to get to this car. Oh, I'm going to tell them off. Oh, God, I can't wait to get to them. And when they pulled next to them, it was their pastor. Pastor rolled down the window. How you doing? And this person just, I'm doing. They wanted to say a few choice words to the pastor. So be very careful. You never know when Pastor Don or Pastor John are driving around. The other word is completely. We don't want to serve God completely. We want to just do it as a part-time or partial serving. And just like in that video, you know, there's, you know, God wants you in deeper waters to do greater things. It's a good thing.
I thought Roger would have water for me, but I had coffee. Now I'm all geeked up, and I can't control myself. You're talking about deeper waters, and I've shared about this, you know, this year. I was talking about the kids that I coach, and I had a bunch of kids that came to all the workouts. They drove off to Farmington every Saturday, you know, for 10 weeks. And so it came to cut time. And my whole theme this year is, Lord, you know, I want to believe so I can see your glory. And so when it came to that cut time, I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, I just hate to cut these kids. And we've been praying for, you know, more influence. We all pray for that, right? And then when you think that you can't give any more, God wants you to give a little bit more, doesn't he? So I was like, God, I just don't want to cut it. These kids, you know, I'm going to need kids next year and blah, 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 blah. And I just really felt in my heart, keep these kids. You know, there was about 12 of them. And I'm like, well, you know, they don't have a JV. We don't have money for it. It's going to be more time. It's going to be more headache. It's going to be all these different things. But I said, God, listen, I'm going to do it, but somehow, and I have no idea how you're going to do it, how are you going to provide for these kids? So I made it, and these kids, I mean, I was getting texts from these kids. It was like, you know, the greatest thing since Christmas for them, you know. And they were happy. I mean, because we tell them, it's not an easy thing to make this team, and, you know, you're going to work hard. But I'm still thinking, God, where am I going to get equipment? Where am I going to get jerseys and this and that? So I had to stop by Park Athletic. And I'm praying about this. And I come out of the store, and I'm sitting in my car like, I just got off the phone with one of the coaches. I go, am I nuts? What am I doing? I go, I don't, you know, I'm just creating more work for myself. And all of a sudden, when I got, and he's laughing, you know, because when we started, we couldn't even get kids to come out. Now we've got 40 kids wanting to come out, you know. And you go, well, what the world's going on? So I get off the phone, and I was going to call the athletic director, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and it's him calling me. And I'm pulling away from Park Athletic, and he says, hey, I need you to go to Park Athletic. I said, well, I wish you'd have told me that 5 minutes ago because I was just in the store. He goes, well, turn around and go back in there. the principal of the school just found $3,500, and he wants you to go in there and spend it. And I just started laughing. I was like, God, you know, this is incredible. But I ain't going to increase no more, Lord, okay, because I got too many right now. But since these kids have been an absolute blessing, and I know Raina came down there one day. You know, she came down and shared her testimony. I mean, there's, you know, 25 kids sitting there. And I'm kind of laughing at myself, thinking, you know, normally there's 12, 13, 14 kids, you know, and just God increasing it. But, you know, when you think you've given all, watch out, because he's going to ask you to give a little bit more. But he's doing that in you know, for his kingdom. But he also wants to show you his hand in this thing, too. So that was just an incredible thing. I mean, I could go on and tell a whole bunch more. But I just started laughing. I go, what, $3,500? He goes, yeah. Now go over it, but you got to spend it by tomorrow. I go, oh, don't worry about that. I'll be right back.
That's
in
easy.
There.
That's easy. Amen. So we go back to completely. All right? We want to serve the Lord completely. You want to see blessings? You want to be put out into deeper water? You want to be used? Serve God completely. It's not just a part-time job. It's not just something that we just do on a Sunday, right? Just come to church and to fellowship, and that's great. To come sing some songs, that's great. To see other brothers and sisters, that's great. But if that's the only reason why we're doing it, that's not so great. We're doing it because we want to serve the Lord. Our mindset should be when we come into God's house, our focus is directly on Him. So that should be throughout the whole week, but especially when we come in on Sundays. Our focus is on God, on Him. What are you going to do with me this morning, Lord? I want something different this morning, Lord. Everything that was going on throughout the week, I'm putting it at your hands today, Lord. I want you to take this away. Now, mind you, it might not happen right away. Because sometimes when we say that, we think God's just going to do it instantly. Sometimes He will. Sometimes He won't. But that's because sometimes He's having you go through a process. Not to make you weaker, but to make you stronger. And the other one was to God. We read earlier, we're not doing it for the man. I love everybody in here. Everybody in here. But when I come to church, I come to serve the Lord. I'll serve my brothers and sisters when the time comes. But my focus should be on God. Because if my focus is on John all the time, and it's John this and John that, you know what? God might grab John and put him to be a pastor at some church in Haiti.
Amen.
Now John isn't here. I didn't say which John. John's going, why not Hawaii or Jamaica? You just never know. So my focus is not on John. It shouldn't be just on John. John might not be here tomorrow. My focus should be on God. You know why? Because God is always here. He's always there. My whole body, with everything I have. Because you know why? Everything I have is because of Him. Everything I got is because of Him. Everything I am is because of Him. It says He requires all of you. Job continued to serve God. And you all know all these stories. You know everything he went through. Moses, 40 years in the desert. Sometimes we go 40 hours, and we're desperate. God, I can't handle this no more. Please take it away from me. It's been 40 minutes, and you want to give up. It's too hard to serve you, Lord. I can't do this. It's been 40 minutes. Yes.
Diana's got a scripture she read upstairs earlier. It was right on the foot. No respect.
Even though the fig tree has no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crops fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the field and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as the deer and able to tread upon the heights.
Amen. 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 It says that the Apostle Paul continued to serve God. And everybody knows the story about Paul. I mean, everything that he went through. Everybody knows the story, man. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they would not deny nor stop serving the Lord despite the consequences. There's a lot of people out there. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, yeah, whatever God wants me to do. And as soon as God puts them to that test, their knees buckle. Oh, Lord, I didn't think it was going to happen this fast. I thought you were going to give me at least another month or two. Key word, one of the key words is commitment. Serving the Lord is a commitment. And a lot of times we don't want to do that. We don't want to commit.
What do you mean a lot of times?
Right? A lot. I'm just being generous by saying some of the times. You know? But a lot of times we don't want, that's a bad word for a lot of people. Commitment? God wants you to commit to Him. God wants you to serve Him completely.
How long is a commitment?
I
commit to something. How long is that?
It? Well, when you're serving the Lord, it continues.
Open-ended.
It's an open-ended. When you're serving the Lord, that's just not for 5 or 10 minutes. That's every single day. You know why? Because God is there every single day. Every single day. 7 days a week. 24 hours a day. Call out to Him. He'll answer.
You know, I have to share this. This, it's so funny because, okay, so in the morning I woke up, and I love to spend time in the morning. My morning time is with God, so I try to do it again, like you say, Ray, at night again, to wipe away what, you know, what the world put there for me. But I do fall short in that area. God is good, though. He's helping me. But anyway, I am not, I have never been one to like go back with a Jehovah's Witness. And yesterday, I didn't think they were Jehovah's Witnesses at my door, but I opened the door and I immediately started to shake. I was shaking. And I was shaking so strong because I was like, Lord, I don't know how to talk to this man. I want to be able to come back. I want to come back. I want to be able to say your word. But I'm shaking, and the other half of Esther is going, you don't know how to do it. You don't know. You don't even know. You don't even understand the word. So, you know, I had the enemy and, you know, and the Lord saying, you can do it. So I just started saying, Lord, please help me. So the guy, he started telling me that he had, you know, he wanted to come invite me for Easter. You know, so I was like, oh, see, he's not a Jehovah's Witness. So anyway, then I looked at the pamphlet and I go, oh, heck, you know, here, you can take your pamphlet back, your tower, watchtower, whatever. And he's like, no, we believe the same. And I said, oh, no, you don't. You don't believe the same. But anyway, he read something to me. But I started shaking because I couldn't come back with what I wanted to come back with. And I hurry up and called Fred. Fred, please give me a scripture. He couldn't think. So I had to Google it real quick because I said, I'm going to come back. I got to come back. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you truth. So I came back to him. I had a complete calmness come upon my body. Because I know, because I can go, woo, I can wrong. I can tear it up like, you're all wrong. But anyway, I had a calmness come upon my body because he kept trying to tell me about the kingdom, and the kingdom, God is going to come down, and he's going to wipe out all this mess. You know, what about the government? He started, like, throwing a lot of stuff at me. And I said, the kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is here at hand. And they were going, so I read it to them on Luke. I was like, and I read it, and the other guy looked, and you could tell Because you got a strong one and you got a weak one. I looked straight at him. I said, do you hear what it says? Do you see what it says? The kingdom of God is here within us. We are called to pray and to pray for the nations and to pray for our children. You want me to be afraid of my grandchildren to be raised up? I said, I got them raised up in a solid foundation. And they're going to walk out the ways of the Lord. And I'm going to let you know I'm not going to allow people like you to come into my atmosphere because I'm going to tell you about my true God. Anyway, they was like, well, they were what, trying to get away from me. I was like,
run.
I said, wait a minute. I'm going to pray that you get saved because you're on your way to hell. You are on your way to hell.
Just real fast for everybody. The word says always be prepared. We're always running into these people. Have something in your pocket, right? 5-10 minutes, you can go through and find everything that you need to talk back to these people. For 5 or 10 minutes of your time is all it's going to take. But be prepared. If not, you will be dumbstruck. Yes.
I want to say me and Eddie went through that same thing the other day. They were on our street, and they were in front of our house, and they kept looking at our house and talking, And I remembered. I said, Eddie, do you remember when they came to our house and Pastor Don was here and we talked to them? I said, they left here. I said, and they walked away. They won't even come to our house now.
That is the truth. They have a list of houses not to go to that they don't want to take the weaker ones to. Yes, house is marked, Donna.
So if you want, so what you do now is have a picture of Pastor Don in front of your house. And they will just keep walking.
All right, this is some more Jehovah's Witness testimony here. But, I think it was a couple years back. They came to the house. I think it was outside doing something. It was a lady and it was two ladies. So they come, and it's the same scripture, heaven coming down. I think it was out of Ecclesiastes. So I, told them, no, that's not what it means, blah, blah, blah. I can't tell you word for word. But they left. Well, they come back again, like a week or two later. So I'm outside again. I'm like, those two ladies again. Oh, they stopped. They had more scriptures. Uh-huh. Right? And God will give you stuff to say because mm-hmm. I can't remember what I say to them. But I remember the other lady, the student or whatever she was, she was more like, well, what he's saying makes more sense. So they left. But like another week went by. I see this like Chrysler 300, black with nice chrome rims on it, driving all slow in front of the house. And I kind of got Southwest come up. And I'm like, what the hell are these people looking at, I'm looking. So then they turn around and they come back. And now I'm really looking. I'm like, what are you? Well, it's two guys in suits, right? And the two ladies are in the back seat. So I'm like, oh, that's them ladies. That's Joe. And the guy turned around. He looked. He's like, no. And they drove off. It's going to come, I guess, talk to me. I don't know if it was the look. I was giving like, this guy's going to beat us up. But so then the pastor does that to him. I'm like, they probably said, we thought the husband was bad. Wife even worse.
Wow, a drive-by Jehovah.
Amen. Amen. It says,
Hold up.
I'll be coming back.
I told you about Chrysler's, right? Nothing good
about Chrysler's. So years ago, a guy that used to go to this church had purchased Pastor Don's house in Melwood when he moved from there to Outer Drive. He said, Jehovah Witnesses, he wanted them to come. He was going to welcome them because he wanted to go at it with them, but they would just walk super fast by the house because they thought Pastor Don was still in there, so it would never stop.
That's it. Just have a picture of Pastor Don.
His spirit was still hovering.
Amen. So it's commitment to serve the Lord. It says in serving and when serving him. Malachi 3:18 says this. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve God. or him. Says there's a distinction. And there should be. There should be a difference in you and I if we're truly serving the Lord. If there isn't, then we need to relook at ourselves and see where we are in our walk. Because if I'm doing or acting the same and doing exactly everything that they're doing, how can I go around saying I'm a true Christian or I truly serve the Lord if I'm doing everything exactly they're doing? If I'm using four-letter words and I'm dropping bombs left and right, if I'm coming out of bars tipsy, if I'm, you know, flipping the bird at everybody I see because they, you know, crossed me over, if I'm doing all these things, then I'm no different than they are. Then I'm not truly serving God. I'm just saying I am. And there's a difference between saying you are and actually doing it. Because if you're truly serving the Lord, there's a difference in you. People will say that to you. There's something different about you. You're not the same anymore. Thank God. Thank God that I'm not the same anymore. Thank God that all the things I used to do, I no longer do anymore. I said that to a person that thought that I was going to choose between a friendship and God. What a huge mistake that was. Truly, really. He wanted me like to choose. Our friendship or God. I'm like, really? Seriously. And that's what I told him. Where you're at and where you're going, I'm not going and I'm not there no more. Says the world should see a difference in me if I truly serve God. I cannot do as they do. Says they hate, we show love. They fight, we have peace. Right? Because in the world, all they want to do is just be like, everything is chaotic, and they just want to fight, and they just want to argue. That's all they want to do. You know, and especially, you know, when they see that you just got this peace about you. You know, this love about you. And that just irritates them even more. Because we have a God that shows love and mercy and cares about us. And if we truly serve him, we obtain all that. That's in our walk. That's in our heart. That's in our lives. That's in how we speak to people. That's how we treat people. It says they are selfish, we are selfless. It's not about me. It's about God. Everything I do is about God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things has passed away. Behold, the new has come. It says they are a new creation. I'm new. Brand new. I got that new car smell. Okay? Those of you that when you get that new car, right? You're like, oh yeah. And then after about a while, you know, that new car stuff. And then you go to Murray's or something like that, or Pep Boys, and try and get that new car smell thing again. Guess what? It's not the same. It's not really the same. Since Paul first gives us the negative, then the positive, and then the focus on command. The mercies of God call out, don't be lazy, but be diligent in serving the Lord. Yeah. Diligent. It's not part-time. It takes work. It's a commitment. It's every single day. Right? Don't you want the Lord's blessing every single day? Don't you want God to be with you every single day? God's protection every single day? Be diligent in serving the Lord every day. It's not just on Sundays. It's not just on Wednesdays for home group. It's just not on Thursdays for Bible study. It's in between those days. It's every day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. How many of us sometimes God woke up in the middle of the night? Right? He wants to talk to you. He wants a conversation with you. It's happened. In the middle of the night, you wake up. Okay? God wants a conversation with you. Sometimes he wants to kind of clean something. And something will come to mind, and you need to repent. In the middle of the night, like, Lord, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I need to repent, or I need to go find that brother and sister and call them tomorrow morning right away and apologize. Romans 12:11, 8 says, not lagging behind in diligence, as I said, lagging behind translates to a Greek word that means lazy. Jesus used the word to describe the lazy servant who didn't bother to invest his master's money that had been entrusted to him, but just buried it in the ground until the master returned. The lazy servant put his own convenience above the master's purpose. Don't we do that sometimes? A lot of times we do that. We put our own convenience. We want to try and put our interest or our efforts on ourselves and not in God. I'll finish up with these two. Our desire should be to serve God, to please him. Everything we have is because of him. Everything is because of him. When you think you walk around saying it's because of me and because of all my hard work, he will take it away. And then, you're going, wait a minute, what happened? Well, you thought about yourself. God sometimes will allow you, go ahead, you said you got this, go ahead. Go ahead, you said you're the man. Go ahead, be the man. You said you knew exactly what you were doing, go ahead. Then when you fall flat on your face, God's there to say, you know what, son, come here. I love you. I love you anyways, come here. Now here's where I want you to do. This is the way I want you to go. Luke 6:13 says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, it says money on there, but that can mean so many other things. That could be time. That can be anything. That we devote ourselves just for that, and we make that our God. That's what we want to serve all the time. And that can mean anything.
Even good things.
Sometimes we take those blessings that God gave us and we just run along with it. And not take the time to say, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I know it was you that gave me this. And sometimes God will give you a blessing or a gift to use it for him. But sometimes we want to run with that and start doing all kinds of other crazy things with it. And never use it for God's kingdom or use it to serve him. I'll finish up with this one. John 12:26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to make my Father proud. You know, I want to make my Father proud. And I do that by serving him. Lord, what is it you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? When do you want me to do it? Because it's all on God's timing. And whatever God wants you to do, he'll give you the direction to do it. But we just have to make sure that it's for him that we're serving. Or we're doing it for him. We're not doing it for other people, to please other people. Things I do it for the Lord. I don't do it to please. You know, hey, if it pleases you, thank you, Jesus. Yep. If it doesn't, call 1-800, talk to God. Yep. You know, that's between you and him. You know what? Because if you're serving the Lord, that will reflect outward, and that person will not be upset at you. That person will just know, you know what? I need to do exactly what he's doing. I need to serve the Lord. And God will minister to that person. Amen? So that's what I have. Thank you. Amen. Don't forget that we have prayer downstairs just before the service. Amen.
Thank you, Rick.